Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Let's do it. Here we go with a Monday chapter in the never-ending saga, hopefully, known coast to coast and border to border as America's Hot Barn Report. So I accidentally let my driver's license overlap and had to take the written test. Now, I'm a 50,000-mile-a-year road warrior on a slow year, so I didn't feel the need to study for the written test. As a matter of fact, when I was waiting in line behind three groups of people who spoke zero English, not even a yes or no, I had every opportunity to study, but my ego got in the way. Failed the test miserably. Those things are tough. I hadn't a clue if you should stay 20, 25, or 30 feet from a fire hydrant. Didn't realize a 20-year-old could have zero alcohol in their system whilst driving. So I went home with my tail between my legs, took 15 online tests till I was passing them, went in a nervous wreck the next day, but aced the test. Tip of the hat to the guys and gals working at driver's license exam stations everywhere. Didn't realize all the mayhem they have to deal with. And you know, they were all rooting for me to pass since we were about the same age and my livelihood depended on my passing the test. People are down on government workers, I see that, but I can't imagine the pandemonium we would have in this country without them. Well, most of them. Politicians excluded. What does this have to do with sale barns or cattle? Absolutely nothing, but do not let your driver's license overlap.
Don't tase me, bro!
Friday at the CME in Chicago, April fat cattle closed up $4. Feeders added $3.75, hitting $278.15. Whoa, impressive numbers, but here's the numbers rolling in from late week hot barns. Napoleon, North Dakota hit hot barn status with 85 steers, averaging $5.35, sizzling at $4 a pound. Yowza. 100 miles southeast at Mobridge Livestock, 107 hit a 535-pound black steer, smoked at $4.02. Did I stutter? Stockmans of Dickinson, Dakota North, had a draft of 640-pound Hereford heifers out of Ramey, North Dakota, melted $3.45. Feeders, bulls, and bred cows today at Red Hot Faith Livestock Auction. See video details of upcoming sales this week at Le Hot Barn Report on the Facebook or
TikTok.
Love that gadget. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying have a great Monday, folks, and keep eating that beef raised in the good old U.S. of A. Has about a big old ribeye tonight.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Troy County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Moorridge Livestock, Okalava Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Cattlemen, you know the name and the history. Now meet the next generation at Linscove's LT Ranch. Bryce and Todd Linscove cordially invite you to their 44th annual bull sale Saturday, April 19th.
250 Charlet and 256 Angus powerhouse bulls from the legendary LT Ranch herd.
Famous for industry-changing genetics and a feeder cattle buyback program second to none. Details and sale information at linscovesltranch.com. Buy online at dvauction.com. Saturday, April 19th, Isabel, South Dakota, the Linscove's LT Ranch bull sale. Be there. We'll be right back.